River Road alternate. I thought I saw a giant skull, Susan, behind the trees, or within, actually. Fiery red and black, made of your sunset and spaces in between. Maybe it was a momentary perception, a sighting that quivers, dry as November leaves and gelid as the stuff over the eyeball, a sort of pond beyond the presence, whatever it was that I think you could see through. Of materiality, oh ugh. What are French sentences, I asked. No one was there to reply, although the hotel chandelier was fascinating to look at. My dissimulated beauty of ugh. How did you or that or it get chained to me in this intermediary location by an invisible lucite hair of materiality, oh ugh, to an impulse to extract its memory and disperse its weight. I guess a gondolier shifts them to do the same. Think of all the bodies in all that history passing through under the glass like drops of light. Saletna Street. Lynn's fairy sticker book is divided into fairies of the seasons and is under a potato masher and the handbag of a thousand fin de siècle knights. The brown and yellow Czechoslovakian glass beads strung on a wire were sent all the way from Saletna Street to Gobon and back to Margaret's grandmother's best friend's daughter's basement in Prague, and just lay there for 30 years like sand that receives the waves. A symbiosis of being and being taken away, which is a little what the dark does to the box with string and the rocks inside. And now all the blind, soapy swans are a disembodied tribe on a metal lake shelf. Recycled clothing can only carry us so far. Necklaces come awake on the neck of strangers, which everyone is, in a sense. All necklaces are strange and all necks familiar. The fairies of summer flick awareness outside the porch, and a bee hovers periscopically. The Headless Queen. You said the blossoms tonight on this tree and this cold made abstract are curly froth on a table. If some Eve you invented found air a mirror, then a mirror is air in replication, a fold in the room, a geometric path's left turn. The probabilities, the curling wave before the mirrors is cut into by objects that cannot be described or used. The chartreuse acidity on the branches flares, fuzzy as a radio's flowing echo, and the white headless queen of the mirror faces the air through her folds, severed by glass, reconstituted by the hand. Is a shadow a frayed glove? The soul is a bundled bean-shaped doll, something in a shoebox by the gutter, kicked as I pass by, the white paper that wrapped a shoe, a manuscript of creases and what she said is written there. To do. Wake up to traffic, golden oblique streaks between trees and compressed old green leaves with a sense of tasks. Make vivid squares with coils of birch, loop somehow back to scrofulous skin, which heals by a process difficult to explain. Rub thick yellow wax on. Realize or resolve a spider web of feelings. But isn't a spider web organized enough? Clump knitting in universal bunches. Drink very black coffee with only a little sugar, as a man yesterday instructed me to make. But I am this AM with another man, Picasso-esque and bull-like, or is this a woman ascending ahead on dark, lacy metal stairs? Tawny Gold. I write from the label of marmalade. The words have stayed with me all day, black lettering on a white jar. the bitter peel, an encasement, the sun's unyielding spiral, photosensitive paper of skin, a flickering transition, fireproof coats of lion fur. The thing tried to come into me and stay in, to ride me, but I probably shook it off when I was shopping, so it went into someone. I social worked instead. First, it worked its way out through the in passageway. My social work rays emitted some kind of force, propelled in invisible pincers, some of it left behind. Maybe it was the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Ghost's kin, sort of a wind that spirals around you when alone. You think, where did that come from? A telephone booth-sized box of air with words intermittently heard from the dangling make-believe telephone, like a purple crab at evening. I probably put the phone down and then got distracted. Did you know a mongoose kills snakes? Nor I. But I salute you who stayed on that receiver night and day, drinking sunflower oil and magic, which they fed to you in a silver spoon tarnished as a tongue. I'm going to try and crawl back into it. First, it's a freshwater pearl, a gray eye. Later, a vortex of blue spirals. I lost myself. It's shaped like a red liver and hangs from the mongoose's mouth. At this time last year, my friend Viet Bacaitis insisted on walking from Spain to France. And this poem was written towards him, for him. And so now I'm sending it out to you who are going to travel. Itinerary for Viet. Hit the earth of it with one foot, other in reserve, kicking the wind coming from any direction. Know which way is north. Head there with a light bag on your back. Carry knife, fork, book, ink. Sniff water. It may not be visible, or it may engulf the head momentarily. See through green glass momentarily. Notice pine cones, doorways, door handles. Notate labels on the bottle, street names. Which alcove for which saint's thumb bone. Carry a small comb, dry pants on neck in sun, wet ears on sea. Move around the big rocks. Climb the semi-big rock casually and carefully. Chew rind of bread with Roja Vino. Remember your goat moves, Capricorn number one. Keep me in mind. Back of is okay. Move forward at sunrise and I... Same.